Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves crashing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess.
Ray, what the fuck? This gun is jammed! Sam tried to pull the bolt back of her semi-automatic rifle to much resistance. Most of the time, the rifles were busted, but at least Ray could have been honest about it. She walked up to him, past Meatball and Sally, and smacked him upside the head.
Ow!
Ray swiveled around, walking backwards on the abandoned street. Why didn't you check your own gun before we took it?
Because I trusted that you made sure the gun wasn't jammed.
Sam tried to eject the magazine to no avail.
You're an idiot. This is the last time you ever do supply.
Ray swiveled back around, facing front again.
Well, you know what? Maybe a jammed gun is good luck. Maybe it means we won't have to fight anything.
Careful what you wish for, Meatball croaked. His long red beard was singed from something hot.
Give me that gun, girl.
Meatball took the rifle from Sam and started messing with the bolt mechanism. Sally chirped.
If we're being straight, you really should have made sure her gun was safe.
Ray was getting agitated.
Are you serious? Why is everyone on my back right now? It was a mistake. I'm sorry, it won't happen again.
Sam also needs to check her supplies before she goes into the field.
We're a team, guys. The more we try to help each other, the longer we survive.
Sam crossed her arms.
Sorry.
That's good enough. For now. Sam was now in the middle of the group. It seemed like this garrison town wasn't far, but it felt like they were walking forever. The pine trees all looked the same. The river noises to the east never changed. The smell emanating from Meatball never changed. She wanted to sleep. Wanted to eat, and maybe, definitely, get drunk. It was what she did best. Sam looked at the road in front of her. She could see the small town of Garrison in the distance. Some of the roofs were caved in, but it looked like a pretty decent town. On these supply raids, it was typical for them to find little, if not nothing. But recently, it was like they've been cursed. In the past, three places, they found nothing. The group back home was dangerously low on supplies. If this town had nothing, they would have to move, and that could spell the end of everyone. So, you know, no pressure.
Hey, Meatball, are you done yet?
Meatball had the rifle almost torn in half. They had to make sure that the weapons they used were easy to dismantle due to how easy they got jammed. Meatball had a couple of screws in his pocket and a couple smaller pieces in his hand. One small pop noise later.
Got it. Don't worry, I'll get this back to you up after sooner or later.
What? She said.
I'll give it to you in a second.
The road was now strewn with cars.
So, do we really know if anything is in this garrison, right?
Ray said. Almost sarcastically, no one spoke at first, but then Sally piped up for morale's sake. There had to be. Now focus. We're almost there. Ray kept his same stride as the cars became more and more frequent. Rust in color, dead inside. Glancing inside, Sam couldn't see anything useful. They were stripped. Even the seats were gone. These cars were just husks. Sam got an uneasy feeling. Pepper. The word kind of fell out of her mouth, but it was too late to take it back. Four of them stopped in their place, dropped to a kneeling position, and looked back at Sam. Sally slowly made her way to Sam's position, while Meatball and Ray scanned the horizon behind cover.
What's wrong?
Sally said.
Sam looked around and motioned to the front.
I don't think we're alone. These cars, they're all stripped. There might be people in them.
Okay. Better to be safe than sorry.
Smart.
Sally reassured. We'll stay low and keep our eyes peeled, right?
Right, Sam said. She felt like a dunce for alerting everyone when there wasn't any immediate danger, but it was good to know that even if they had their tussles, when it came down to it, they trusted her.
The four of them took turns, moving to different places of cover. Trees, ditches, and obviously strewn cars, which became more and more abundant, as if they were placed on purpose. They were about 100 feet away from the main entrance of the town. The banner above read,
Welcome to Garrison, your small corner of the world.
Beneath that were rusted cars with drapes over them. Small curtains covering each window. There were about 10 of these kinds of cars, all under the banner. The group of four was pretty spread out at this point. From left to right, it went Sam, then Sally, then Ray, then Meatball. To Sam's left, she could see a small stream that led to a pipe which headed into town. Sally motioned everyone to halt, and Meatball to look at the cars. Meat, being an incredible multitasker, handed the now fixed rifle to Ray, who handed it to Sally, who then handed it to Sam. Then, he slowly peeked over the hood of the car he was behind, and then came back down. He shook his head. He couldn't see anyone. This was always a predicament. All four of them knew that this was some kind of trap. But what kind of trap? That was the problem. That was the problem. This could be a diversion set up so that they could get ambushed, or a way for the shooters to conceal their identity if they decided they wanted to fire. Or there could be bombs or alarms in the cars for looters. It all depended on the situation. It wasn't normally smart to approach a new settlement of people with guns out and sneaking around. However, one, they had no idea if anyone was in the cars or the town, and two, they came here to steal anyway. Trade was almost non-existent around these mountains, and there were too little supplies to trade safely. With all that context, it was appropriate for Sally to make the call for Sam and Meatball to head into the woods on their sides to flank the group of cars, while Ray and her took turns moving between cars and approaching the entrance. Sam made her way down the hill and to the stream. Her rifle was loaded, and she could move a couple feet, then wait for Sally's call, then move another couple feet. Rinse and repeat until the entrance. Sam moved closer and closer to the entrance of the town, and it was getting harder and harder to see Sally. The hill was getting steeper, and in order to keep some sort of cover, she needed to make sure she wasn't seen. At the 50-foot point, she could only see Sally's hand. Then, there was a shot. It rang out. Only one. But it went for a long time. Sam could tell it was close. Closer than the cars. One of us shot first. But who? Why? Sam stayed where she was, waiting for the next order. Another shot. This time it was in front of her. She got down on her stomach, so there were people in those cars. Sam crawled, inching her way forward. The silence was deafening. A couple seconds turned into minutes. Her clothes were caked in mud. She moved up,
slowly to the crest of the hill. When she got there, she could see the cars in better view. The wind was soft, but enough to whip up the curtains on the car. She could now see inside the window, where there should be light coming through. But it was darkness. Sam couldn't see the figure, but she knew someone was in there, an enemy. Should she take the shot? That had been a person in there, right? The curtains were still softly rising up and down, obscuring her confirmation, but Sam could see. Maybe? She could take the shot, but then she would be revealed. If it hit, that would be worth it. If it didn't, another bang. This time, she could see where it landed. Small sparks flew on the car in the dead center. It was a miss, but now she knew an enemy was definitely in there. Two enemies with no confirmation of position. Kinda. Sam was thinking this could be her time to take the shot. The window was still pitch black inside. There must be someone in there. Sam looked down the scope of her rifle, aimed, and shot. One loud, powerful shot rang out, and the glass of the window smashed into pieces, and she could hear a man's yell ring out. She hit one! The celebration wasn't for long, though, because Sam could hear footsteps coming in her direction. Not just one, multiple, which means there were more than two people in this group of cars. Sam could feel her fight-or-flight sense tighten up her body. She was frozen. The rumble of repositioning was right in front of her. Now there were people who knew where she was. Sam! Get back here! Sally yelled about 6 feet behind her. Sam snapped out of it, got up, and ran back to her position. Sally moved right over to her. The ting of metal was right next to her ear. They knew where they both were now. Stay with me, Sally said sternly. Ray and Meat are on the left side. We count to five, cover, then go out, understand? Sam couldn't tell if she was in trouble or not. Understand? Sally said again. Understood, Sam replied. Did you see any of them? No, but there are a lot of them. I know. We just need to make enough noise to distract them long enough so that the boys can hit their shots. Where are we aiming? I don't know. Well, guess. The silence was there again. One, two. The birds above them chirped. Three. Sam's hands were shaking. Four. Sally put her hand on Sam's shoulder and looked right into her soul. It was calming. She was a great leader. Five. Both women put their rifles on the hood of the car and shot at all of the draped cars. There was a loud tang next to Sam, another shot. Then the glass smashed next to them. Two shots, both misses. At least they were aiming in the right direction. Sally didn't flinch. She kept shooting until her rifle clicked, then pulled Sam down back behind the car. Silence. Footsteps. Running. Another shot. Then a thud. Sally put her finger to her lips. A minute passed. Then two. Then five. Then ten. Then one word. Salt! It was Ray. The two girls popped up from behind the car. Meatball and Ray were on the other side of the bodies. We clear? Sally said. For now, Meatball pointed behind them. Sam turned around and saw the unmistakable black clouds of a storm heading right towards them. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales of Prowess. If you enjoy what we do, there is a link in the description. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter @FindThisPodcast. This episode was written and narrated by Philip Jones.